The Island of Adventure by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Enid Blyton, who died in 1968, is one of the most successful children's authors of all time. She wrote over 700 books, which have been translated into more than 40 languages and have sold more than 400 million copies around the world. Enid Blyton's stories of magic, adventure and friendship continue to enchant children the world over. Enid Blyton's beloved works include The Famous Five, Mallory Towers, The Faraway Tree and The Adventure Series. Chapter 1. The Beginning of Things. It was really most extraordinary. There was Philip Mannering, doing his best to puzzle out algebra problems, lying full length under a tree with nobody near him at all, and yet he could hear a voice speaking to him most distinctly. "Can't you shut the door, idiot?" said the voice in a most impatient tone. "And how many times have I told you to wipe your feet?" Philip sat up straight and took a good look round for the third time. But the hillside stretched above and below him, completely empty of any boy, girl, man or woman. "It's so silly," said Philip to himself, "because there is no door to shut and no mat to wipe my feet on. Whoever is speaking must be perfectly mad. Anyway, I don't like it. A voice without a body is too odd for anything." A small brown nose poked up out of Philip's jersey collar. It belonged to a little brown mouse, one of the boy's many pets. Philip put up a gentle hand and rubbed the tiny creature's head. It's no